Today, race Friday, the 24th of January, by Gedalia Lieberman, Araba Koso.
Morning.
Good morning.
Parsha opens up. So that's supposed to be on the Parsha. Opens up. Dabra Lekim Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe. He says to him, I appeared to Avram, Behir Avram, and I made a covenant with him that I'm going to send the Yidden to Mitzrayim, but I'm going to take them out. And Vagamani Shemaiti, so we can continue, Vagamani Shemaiti, Esnachis Bnei Yisrael, I've heard the cry of the Yidden. Eskos Brisi, I remember the covenant. And then the Pesukim say, V'Tesi Eschem, Mitachas Sibleis Mitzrayim, I'll take them out from the Sevel, the suffering of Mitzrayim, Mitzalti, I'll save them, Vigalti, Yisom, I'll redeem them, Yisrael Neptuya, Vishotim Doilim. And then finally the Pasuk says, Lekachti Yisom Nilam, I'll take them to me as a nation. And we all know, it's well known, that there's four expressions over here of Gula, Hashem has said, Tesi, Mitzalti, Vigalti, Vilekachti. It's four different expressions, and corresponding to these four expressions of Gula, the Chazal instituted the Arba Krisis. In fact, Chazal instituted the Arba Krisis is clear. It's a Mishnah. A filo, beginning of the 10th period of Pesachim, filo nishim Yisrael lo yivchus ulim Arba Krisis. Even a poor person, even a stock has to make sure to organize. He has four cups of wine. The fact that it's connected to these Arba Rishonim of Geula, there are other reasons brought in the Rishonim, but this reason connected Arba Rishonim of Geula is brought in the Yerushalmi, it's brought in the Medrash, two places, Medrash Rabba in two places, Bereishis Rabba and Rishmeis Rabba. It's connected to these Arba Rishonim of Geula, which is the opening of our parasha. So I thought I'd spend a little bit of time discussing the Arba Krisis, and the first half of the Shia will discuss it a little bit le halocha. Not the Maisa, but a little bit Lalocha, and the second half, hopefully a little bit more in Agoda, the way it relates to the Arba Krisis. Assuming that we get to the second half, but I think we will. I don't have so much to say. When it comes to the Arba Krisis, there's a very interesting Tosfos in the beginning of Arba Pesachim. On the Mishnah, says, even a poor person, he shouldn't give him less than four cups of wine. So Tosfos says, he says the wording of the Mishnah implies that you're only giving to the balabos. We're talking about a poor man, assuming he has a family, has a wife and children, and the Mishnah seems to say you only give four cups of wine. So it implies that only the balabos needs to have four cups of wine. And Tosfos says that makes sense. Why should it be any different than Kiddush? Kiddush every Friday night, so generally speaking, the balabos makes Kiddush, and he's moitzi his wife and his children. He's moitzi his family, he's moitzi the guests sometimes. So, although everyone has a mitzvah to make Kiddush, it's a mitzvah, women are also chayav in Kiddush, right? As we all know, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shas man groma, but it's a hekesh of zocher to shomer. Since women are chayav in shomer, the chayav to keep Shabbos, it's a chayav in zocher, the chayav in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So, they're not making Kiddush, the answer is okay, the husband makes Kiddush, and he's moitzi the family. The wife doesn't have a separate cup of wine. It's okay because there's a mitzvah to make kiddush over a cup of wine. They're going to the kiddush through the husband, through the system of Shemaya Koine. So b'meila, it's okay. So Tosfos says, why should Arba Krisis be any different? One cup of wine for the whole family. And Tosfos brings a number of rias, a number of gemaras that imply that it's one cup of wine for the whole family. On the other hand, Tosfos says that perhaps maybe Arba Krisis is different. Maybe everybody needs a cup of wine. As we all know, that's our minhag. When we sit around the Seder table, everyone has a separate cup of wine. And Tosfos says there's also Gemara, which is much more like that. A brisa that kol chiyomim arba krisis, echad anoshim, echad noshim, echad tenekus. Everyone is chayiv in four cups of wine. Which implies that there's a separate cup of wine for each person. And Tosfos' maskana is that near lehachmir, lehatshach arba krisis kol echad ve'echod, it seems correct to be machmir, and that every single person should have a separate cup of wine. So Tosfos has a sophic over here, whether the Arba Krisis, it's a chiyuv on each individual to have a cup, or it works like Kiddush, that there's just the balabos has the cup of wine and everyone is yotze with him. And there's a chronim that explains the pshat and Tosfos. It seems also relatively straightforward that that's the pshat of Tosfos. What's the sophic? The sophic is, well, how exactly to understand the mitzvah of the Arba Krisis. It's generally a generally quoted in the name of the Briskarov, but he explains the two sides of the coin, the two sides of Isis, how to understand the mitzvah of the Arabic Isis. One way to understand the mitzvah is that it's a little bit like a technicality. Let's start with the other one. The one way to understand is the simple way that we usually imagine the Chumim instituted, drink four cups of wine. That's it. If you have to drink four cups of wine, we don't find, if you have to eat matzah, you can't do it through a shliach. You have to drink four cups of wine, obviously. Drinking can't be done through a shliach. You can't have somebody drink through for you. It's a mitzvah shebegufoy. So if the mitzvah the Chum instituted is to drink four cups of wine, obviously each person has to do it by themselves. The other side of the coin is, perhaps, it's like Kiddush. Kiddush, they didn't make the mitzvah of Kiddush is not to drink a cup of wine. The mitzvah is to be Mekadosh ala kois. There's a mitzvah of the Raisa to say Kiddush, to say Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, to sanctify Shabbos. And the Chum instituted that Kiddush should be done over a cup of wine. You should be holding a cup of wine in your hand when you are Mekadosh Shabbos. So it should be done over a cup of wine. So there is a shit of the Goyim that says you have to actually drink the wine, and they may hold that the mitzvah is the drinking of the wine. The simple understanding is that Kiddush, there's no mitzvah to drink the wine. The mitzvah is to make Kiddush over a cup of wine. It's an additional detail, for whatever reason, also different ways to understand. Additional detail that you may have to drink a b'lo lugmov of the wine, you have to drink a certain amount of the wine. But the mitzvah is not the actual drinking of the wine, it's to make Kiddush over wine. So perhaps the Arabic Kiddush work in a similar way. That there is a mitzvah to make Kiddush on the night of Pesach. So maybe you end up with one cup of wine. There's a mitzvah to say that God, a mitzvah with the Raisa, begadah to levincha. So the Chum instituted, like Kiddush, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, to sanctify Shabbos, they said do it over a cup of wine. Haggadah also, the Chum instituted, you should do it over a cup of wine. There's a mitzvah to say, to bench. Benching is over a cup of wine. Benching is alakoy, so you bench over a cup of wine. And there's a mitzvah to say Hallel on the night of Pesach. So the Meir Chum instituted that mitzvah should be done over a cup of wine. So it's like a technicality that you end up with four cups of wine. The mitzvah is to say these different parts of, to do these different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Agoda, etc. The mitzvah of Bima Hallel, of saying Hallel. That's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah to bench because you have to eat. The Chum instituted that each one of these mitzvahs should be done over a cup of wine, and you end up technically with four cups of wine. So if Tosafot says that why should the Arabic Kiddush be any different than Kiddush, the pshat in that is, it's like Kiddush. You don't need everyone to drink a cup of wine. Just like a Kiddush, you have one person making Kiddush, everyone is Yotze. The person who's making Kiddush has to have a cup of wine. Similarly, by the night of Pesach, one person is making Kiddush, one person is saying the Agoda, he's the Makri Agoda. He has to have a cup of wine, but you don't need every person having a cup of wine. That's the other tzad in Tosafos. I'll tell you, they say that, the Grisa that. An interesting vort with an interesting achumina. I'll just discuss it briefly. I don't want to get too caught up. But first of all, a chiddush din said like this: there is a din. The Ramah writes that if you don't have wine, you can use chamar medina. You can use chamar medina for the Arabic oasis. Yeah, if you don't have wine, you can use beer or other. Obviously, you can't use beer, which is chametz. But in the Gemara, when it talks about beer, it's sheikh tamarim or sheikh tainim. It's either fig beer or date beer. You can use date beer for the Arabic oasis, or tea, whatever it is, coffee, whatever is considered chamar medina. Which is obviously a separate shear. So the Briskarov says that which you can use Chamar Medina is only to be Yotze the. In other words, the Maizi says there's two elements in the Arabic Oasis. You have what? Tosafos has a sophic. What's the Ikra of the Arabic Oasis? The Rambam, for example, the Rambam clearly says that every person has a chiyuv, the beginning of Perichas, because it's Chomas Matzah. The Rambam writes every person has a chiyuv to drink the Arabic Oasis, to drink the four cups of wine. So the Rambam obviously holds the mitzvah shtir, the mitzvah to drink the wine. So the Briskarov learns that which the Ramah says that you're able to make Kiddush, you're able to do the Arabic Oasis of Chamar Medina, it's only to fulfill Tosafos' mitzvah of Arabic Oasis. It's only to fulfill, in other words, the Maisi learns there's these two details. When we take Arabic Oasis, we're both fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the mitzvah of Agoda over a Kois, and the mitzvah of benching ala Kois, and the mitzvah of Halal ala Kois, and we're also bringing four cups of wine. The Chamar Medina only solves that you've made Kiddush ala Kois. You've made Haggadah over the cup of wine, over the cup of alakoy. So that Chamar Medina can replace the wine of the country, the local wine can replace a proper wine. Mashaik in the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalakoy, the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine, that cannot be replaced with Chamar Medina. So Bameli said the following interesting halacha lemaisa. That if you have two people who are traveling or they're away, or they're not traveling, they're home, two people, they only have enough money to buy either four cups of wine or 8 cups of Chamar Medina. That's their choice. They can either have 4 cups of wine or 8 cups of Chamar Medina. In other words, either each one of them can have Arabic Oasis of Chamar Medina, or Or you could have just four cups of wine. Wine is more expensive than a Chamar Medina. So which one should they do? So the simple Pashtus, you would say, since we paskud in a lot of Shulchan Aruch by the Rambam, that everybody has to have Makosos. Since we're more paskuds, that when there's no wine, you can use Chamar Medina. So Bameila, we should both buy four cups. Each person should have four cups of Chamar Medina. He says no. When you have Chamar Medina, the only thing you're achieving is that the Kiddush is Alakos, and the Haggadah is Alakos. You anyway don't have the mile of drinking. If you're only achieving that first thing, then there's no reason each person should need their own. So he says it's better to have four cups of wine, because you're gaining more. The Indian of Kiddush Alakos you have, because one could be moitzi the other. The Haggadah Alakos, one's moitzi the other. And in addition, there's one person who's actually drinking the wine. So he's gaining the Indian of Arabicosis, Shtiyas Arabicosis. If each person buys four cups of Chamar Medina, you only have the Indian of making Kiddush Alakos and benching Alakos. So, Bameila, that's an interesting Kiddush that comes out according to his word. Others argue, but what I want to discuss briefly is there is a Kasha that I've seen asked by a number of more recent Achronim, Poiskim, and they remain with the Tzorach here, they remain with the Kasha, and I'd like to suggest what I think might be a teretz to this Kasha. Seemingly, again, what have we said? That the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Arbakosis and the mitzvah of Shtia. There's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Chum instituted, you put one over here, one over there, but the mitzvah is to drink four cups of wine. On the other hand, the Tosfos at least has a sofik, has a suggestion to say that, no, there's no mitzvah to actually drink the four cups of wine. The mitzvah is to make Kiddush Alakos, to bench Alakos, to do Agod Alakos, and do Halal Alakos. And technically you end up with four cups of wine.
But you don't have to drink it.
No, you'd have to drink it anyway. That's clear that they also instituted you have to drink it. But like Kiddush, you have to drink afterwards for Lo-Lugmov, because whenever you make a kois shal bracha, whenever you bench ala kois, you also have to drink Lo-Lugmov. That's an additional detail to the takana. And there's different ways in the Rishonim and Achronim to understand why you exactly you have to drink it. But the ikkar of the takana is not the drinking, it's the Kiddush ala kois. Yeah. Rishonim suggests that could be that's machlokos, whether you need Lo-Lugmov or you need a Rav Rias, or whether you need a Lo-Lugmov or a Rav Kois. Bekitza, there's a Gemara which seems to be an outright contradiction to this Pshat of Tosfos. There's a Mishnah in an Arab Pesachim that says that Shlishi Mavarach Mazoina, in the third cup you do Birchas Hamazon, and really you go Mavarach Hamazon. On the fourth cup you say Halal. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Omni Rechonon Rava, Rechonon says to Rava, so Shmami not Birchas Hamazon to Alakos. Seemingly over here, this Mishnah seems to imply that benching needs to be Alakos. The Mishnah says, with the Leila Seder, the third cup of wine, you use it for Birchas Hamazon. So it seems to be a straightforward Mishnah that says benching is Alakos. And since in the Gemara, there's a Machalikas whether Birchas Hamazon has to be Alakos, and certainly even those that learn Birchas Hamazon is Alakos, it's only learned from a Braisa, here we seem to have a clear Mishnah that says Birchas Hamazon is Alakos. That's what Rav Chanan asks Rava. Seemingly, the Mishnah clearly implies Birchas Hamazon is Alakos. So Rav answers, no, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Arab Akosi Tekin Rabbanon Derechirz, the Chumim instituted four cups of wine to feel like a free person. You've got to drink four cups of wine. Kol chad v'chad never be mitzvah. They decided to put each cup with a mitzvah. It's not that Birchas Hamazon needs a cup, a kois, so that's why you're benching Alakos. It's you have to drink a kois, you have to drink a cup of wine. So Bameila, they decided that each one will put by Kiddush, there has to be a kois there anyway. One they placed by a god, one they placed by benching, and one they placed by halal. But not because Birchas Hamazon needs a kois. That is what the Gemara says. And seemingly this is a straightforward Gemara, an outright Gemara, that says that the reason for benching ala kois is not because the reason for the koisus is because the Chum instituted four cups of wine. Not because there's four mitzvahs that need a cup of wine. There's the question clear. I'll just say it one more time, summarize it, I'm not sure. Tosfos says, seems to say, at least in, or suggests perhaps, there is no mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Rather, there's no mitzvah to drink four cups of wine, rather there's a mitzvah to say Kiddush on Yom Tov night, like every Yom Tov night. There's a mitzvah to say that God, there's a mitzvah to say Birchas Hamazon, there's a mitzvah to say Halal. And since each one of these things, the Chum instituted to do over a cup of wine, you end up drinking four cups of wine. And that's what the four cups of wine are, that's what Tosfos seems to suggest. The Gemara seems to say, explicitly the other way around. Rechonon asks Rava, is the reason we're drinking the third cup on Birchas Hamazon because Benji needs a kois? And Rava answers, no, it's not because Benji needs a kois, it's because you have to drink 4 cups of wine. And the Chomim decided to put each cup of wine next to a mitzvah. So the Melo, you bench with a kois. But not because, so that's clearly not like Tosfos. Tosfos says the reason you are having the koisus is because the mitzvahs demand the kois. The Gemara says the other way around. The Gemara says you have to drink 4 cups of wine, and they decided to place them, each mitzvah with a different kois. So seemingly it's an outright Gemara, different than Tosfos. So what I thought to suggest is as follows. The reason the Gemara says, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman discussing benching ala kois, it brings three shittas, how to deal with benching ala kois. One shitta is the shitta Tosfos of the Torah, that you have to bench ala kois whenever you bench, even b'yechidus, right? I mean, today we don't do that. But even if you're benching by b'yechidus or by yourself, you have to bench ala kois, right? That's a chiyuv. To the extent, if you don't have wine, you're not allowed to wash. So if you don't have wine, you can't bench. And since you can't bench, you can't eat. You have to skip your meal up to Suda Achas, a different chalikas exactly how to understand how long. But if you don't have wine, you're not allowed to bench. According to Shitsa Tosfos, you have to bench ala kois every time that you eat. It's a chiyuv, nothing to do with zimun, etc. There's even a Tosfos in two places that asks the most beautiful question. I see I don't have a joke, but I have such a beautiful, I see people need a wake-up call. It's such a beautiful Tosfos, it brings a smile, like a joke. Tosfos asks, if you have to bench ala kois every time you eat. If every time you eat, you have to bench ala kois, and there is a shitta in the Mishnah, in Gamliel, who holds that shivas aminim, that when you eat shivas aminim, you have to bench. We put shalosh brachas. We, on shivas aminim, we make main shalosh, a short version of benching. Right? We do ala michyo, ala gefen, ala peiris. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that every time you have shivas aminim, you have to bench. So Tosfos says there's a problem over here. According to Rabbi Gamliel, whenever you have shivas aminim, you have to bench. Yeah. Whenever you have shivas aminim, so if you have a cup of wine, you have to bench. Now, if you have to bench, according to Tosfos, that's halacha, you have to bench ala kois. So what you're going to do? You're going to drink a cup of wine. You're going to bench ala kois, or you eat a meal. You're going to bench. You have to bench ala kois. When you finish benching, you have to drink the wine. When you drink the wine, you have to bench again. Ala kois. Vim kein, yivorech, yivorech lo'elam. You're going to be your whole life stuck benching. Yeah, Tosfos asked this question in case of Vorachim and Psochim. And Tosfos has different terutzim, three different terutzim. And the two places have to get out of this. But Bekitzah, Shitzah Tosfos is that you have zechiyah to bench ala kois, even b'yechidus. Shulchan Aruch then brings a second shitta from the Medrash Rus Hanelem. Medrash Hanelem refers to the Zohar. It was a Medrash Hanelem, it was a hidden Medrash because we didn't have the Zohar all the years. And the Zohar holds that's the second shita of Shulchan Aruch. You have to bench ala kois when there's a zibun, when there's three people. Whenever there's a zibun, there's a chiyuv to bench ala kois. And then there's a third shita, which is that there's no, which is the riff in the Rambam, which is that there's no chiyuv to bench ala kois. There's no chiyuv to bench ala kois. And the Rambam adds it's mitzvah namuvchar. In other words, according to the third shita, it's clear in the Gemara that there's an inyan to bench ala kois. The third shita holds that it's a mitzvah namuvchar. It's better to bench ala kois. It's better to bench with the kois, which is the shita that lechayra our minig is to follow that third shita, because we do bench ala kois when we can sometimes, but not always. So, different minhagim, but in principle, when there's a zimun, we're able to bench ala kois, and we sometimes do in certain settings. We bench ala kois. It's difficult to say that we always bench ala kois. I believe maybe some people are makbet to always bench ala kois when there's a zimun at least. So we follow the third shita that's a mitzvah in Ocher. Yeah, okay, so some would play out like that. When there's wine on the table, so then already it's wrong not to follow the mitzvah in Ocher. But in principle, we're following that third shita that it's a mitzvah in Ocher, so at least when there's wine on the table, you mention a kois. Yeah, okay. So I thought to suggest that, like this, the Gemara is not a kasha. The Gemara wanted to say, Rav Chanan said that the pshat of the Mishnah, the reason you have to have arachosis, is because Benji needs to be arachosis. So Rava says, no, it's not a proof. Okay, so Rava has a different pshat of the Mishnah. Rava says the arachosis are not because you have to bench arachosis, rather the pshat of the Mishnah is because you have to, there's arachosis. That teretz of Rava isn't necessary according to Tosfos. According to the Rambam, where there's no chiyuv to bench arachosis, so what remains the pshat in the Mishnah, like Rava answered? The Gemara said, is there a proof from the Mishnah that you have to bench on a kohen? The Gemara said, no. The Arab kohen might, you can perhaps understand them differently. Perhaps the way to understand Arab kohen is that there's a chiyuv to drink Arab kohen. It's not because you have to bench on a kohen. That answer is only necessary if you go with the shittah on the roof of the Rambam. There's no chiyuv to bench on a kohen. But if you go with the shittah of kohen that learns halacha and in that same period, because generally kohen in the same period has to all fit together, in that same period, kohen paskins that you have to bench on a kohen. Even yechidus, every time you drink, eat, you have to bench on a kohen. Like I say, the first shit in Shulchan Aruch is shit of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, you have to bench on a kohen. So he could perhaps, although the Gemara says the pshat of the Mishnah is that you have to have Arab kohen, it's not because you have to bench on a kohen. Perhaps Tosfos, since he holds you do have to bench on a kohen, he's able to learn the Mishnah like the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara only said that you can't prove from this Mishnah you have to bench on a kohen. But if you anyway hold that you do have to bench on a kohen, perhaps the Tosfos can learn that the Havamin of the Gemara, which is that the reason you're benching Alakois is because there's a Chiyuv to bench Alakois, remains, and therefore Tosfos has a Tzad to learn that the Arab Koisos are not a Chiyuv Arab Koisos, rather it's a Chiyuv connected to, it's not a separate Chiyuv of Arab Koisos, it's a technical thing that you have four cups of wine, so Mela, you have four mitzvahs, so you end up with Arab Koisos. Okay, I'll just try and summarize it very briefly what I just said, because I feel it didn't come out so clearly. Hopefully the summary will make it easier, simplify it, and not complicate it further. The Rekuda was at this. There is two ways to understand the Arab Kosis. One way is the Shitta of the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. And the Chum scattered the four cups across the Seder. But the mitzvah is to drink four cups of wine. The second way is the Shitta of Tosfos, or at least the suggestion of Tosfos, that there's no mitzvah to drink the four cups of wine. The mitzvah is to make Kiddush, and to say Haggadah over a cup of wine, and to bench over a cup of wine, and to halal over a cup of wine. That's the way Tosfos suggests the mitzvah is. There's no mitzvah to drink the cups of wine. To the extent that we can have just the balabos doing the mitzvah with a cup of wine in his hand, and everyone else could be eight.
Cup of wine for all four things?
Ah?
Can you say cup of wine for all?
No, you should need a separate cup. A separate revias, but only the balabos would need for everybody.
If you don't drink it.
So there's a din that kosher bracha, you have to drink it in order to make it work. Like if you make kiddush, you don't drink the lulav, so according to both shittas, you're not yaitzah. So shittas tosfos is that there's no mitzvah to drink four cups of wine, rather there's a mitzvah to do kiddush over a cup, and a haggadah over a cup, and the balabos can be moitzi everybody. The problem is, the Gemara seems to say clearly the other way around. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says you have to bench alakois. I'm quoting you your Gemara. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah says you bench alakois. Is that because there's a mitzvah to bench alakois? The Gemara says, not necessarily. Perhaps the reason we're benching alakois is just because you have to drink wine. So they put it next to the kois, because you have to drink four cups. So they scattered them over the Seder. But there's no proof that you have to bench alakois. So if the Gemara said clearly that the point is to drink the four cups of wine, not to do the four mitzvahs on the kois. Perhaps, so how does the answer to Tosfos? What I'm suggesting is that perhaps Tosfos holds. Since Tosfos holds that there is a chiyuv to bench on a kohen, so he learns the Gemara was only to be doicha, that there's no proof from the Mishnah. But if you hold that there is a chiyuv to bench on a kohen, then you could learn like the Havamin of the Gemara. And we don't have time to go into it, but there are other examples where seemingly the poiskim passing like the Havamin of the Gemara if the kasha of the Gemara isn't according to the halacha. Okay. I said I'd move on to Drush, we don't have very long, but I'll try and say an Indian Bekitza. As we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, the four cups of wine, and the reason we're discussing it this week is because it's Keneged, it corresponds to the Arab Lashonis of Geula, the four expressions of Geula mentioned in the beginning of the parasha, Vateti, Vitalti, Vitalti, Vitalti. There is a Mordechai that asks the question, Im Kein Diboy Arab Lachobim. The Mordechai asks, so why don't we have four matzahs? Wine is at the Kodod Rabbana, drink the wine, Derech Eres. Matzahs is in the midst of the Raisa. And the Pashtus, the reason we eat the bit of matzahs is Hashem took us out of the tribe. Hashem revealed himself, took us out of the tribe. The matzahs we're eating for the Gula. So if there's four expressions of Gula, they should have eat four matzahs. I don't know if we could ask this question ourselves, but the Mordechai asks this question. And as well as a number of other Mephoroshim. So the Mordechai, as a result, he says he prefers the other explanation to why to have Arab Kosis because of this kasha. But I saw a very beautiful teretz, which goes as follows. Although we know that the reason that we have three matzahs, the reason we have three matzahs is a technicality. In halacha, the way it plays out, it's a technicality. You have to have lechem mishnah, you have to have two matzahs, and then there's a mitzvah of lechem oini, it has to be a prosa, has to be a broken piece of matzah. So mainly you need two complete ones, and one broken one, so you end up with three. That's the technical reason. However, everything in Torah is meduyak, is exact, and although there's two ways to learn Torah, you can learn it to be pshat, according to the halacha, I think, reasons, and you can learn it according to drush, but they're supposed to fit together to some extent, etc. If there's three matzahs, so then lechoyra, it's meduyak, also not just, it's not just a technicality, it's also meduyak, that it's connected the inyan of shalosh somehow. And the truth is, we find the Rishonim also right, it's connected to the Shalosh Lach Mitoida, Koy Levi Yisrael is brought in a number of Svarim, etc. As we're familiar, the different things that three matzahs are connected. So, the word that I heard is as follows. The Arba Koysus are connected, that correspond to the Arba Lashonis of Gola. Right? What are the Arba Lashonis of Gola? V'tzeitzi, v'tzalti, v'galti, v'lekachti. Now, the truth is, there's a difference between those four Lashonis. There's the first three and the last one. The first three are referring to leaving Mitzrayim. V'tzeitzi, I'll take you out of the seven of Mitzrayim. V'tzalti, I'll save you from the Avdus of Mitzrayim. V'galti, I'll redeem you from the hardships of Mitzrayim. V'lekachti eschav li la'am is I'm going to bring you to me to be a nation. So where you're coming to the Eishta. And there, Rabbi Nechaya, the Sforna, and the Rishonim learn, that's referring to Matan Torah. So in the four Lashonis of Gula, it's not really all leaving Mitzrayim. The first three are leaving of Mitzrayim. The fourth one is Matan Torah. The fourth one is coming to Hashem, li la'am, the receiving of the Torah. And that's also one of the Lashonis of Gula. It's also part of the redemption of Mitzrayim. Because ultimately, as it's brought in the Sforim, and we're all familiar, so the sources of the Torah Hamor writes that when we left the Mitzrayim, we were in the Memtes Shari Tumma, and we were in a terrible state, and Hashem revealed himself and took us out of Mitzrayim. Had he not revealed ourselves, we would have been stuck over there and sunk into the Tumma, and we wouldn't have been able to get out. In other words, the leaving of Mitzrayim was some sort of process of exiting the state of Klippa and Tumma and entering a state of Kedusha. The completion of that process was Matan Torah, where we reached the 49 gates of Kedusha. Matan Torah was the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it didn't happen on the night of Pesach. It happened only afterwards. We worked on ourselves for the 49 days until we reached Lila Am. We could be a nation for Hashem. The Kaftias of Lila Am. We were a nation. We already we'd worked on ourselves and approved ourselves to be ready to receive the Torah. So it comes out, there's two parts, and the Arab Lashonis of Gola, there's two parts. There's the first part of leaving Mitzrayim, which is, we haven't worked on ourselves, we are not Roy. Hashem comes and takes us out of Mitzrayim, Nigla Malachim Lachim Kosh Baruch Hu, for Golom. And then, slowly, we use that opportunity to work on ourselves, to grow, etc., until we're ready to receive the Torah. Minat Torah, on the Torah level, when we're celebrating the night of Mitzrayim, is only what happened to the night of Mitzrayim. Which is that we left Mitzrayim. And therefore we have three matzahs. And the three matzahs are connected to the first three Lashonis of Gula. The first three Lashonis are Vayetzi, Vitzalti, Vigalti. The leaving of Mitzrayim. The matzah, the eating of the matzah is to remember the fact that Hashem schlepped us out of Mitzrayim. That's why matzah is lechem oini, it's poor man's bread to show that we were in a state of oni badas. We hadn't yet worked in ourselves on our avodah, we hadn't yet grown to the way we were matan Torah. The matzah is only connected to the Torah. The matzah is the mitzvah of the Torah, and that's only connected to the first three Lashonis, the leaving of Mitzrayim. But the chachomim, which their input in the Torah is what we... The Chomim, which they, so to speak, take the Torah Shemiksav, which is where Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim. Torah Shemiksav is just what comes from Milo, it's given to us. And the Chomim work on it, it's sort of, the stress is on our avodah. Torah Shemalpeh is what we have developed and achieved in Torah. And therefore, for them, what's important is to see within everything, not just the way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, but what that brought to. That brought to our avodah. For them, when it comes to the mitzvah of Rabbanon of Shtiyas Dalat Kaisas, which there already is Yayin, which shows on Tam and Tainug, wine shows on an avoider where we've already worked it ourselves. So there, that's Dafka Araba. There, there's four cups of wine because it's also connected on mitzvah of Rabbanon. It's also connected the tachlis, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is v'lekachti eschem lila'am. Okay, have a good Shabbos. Yeah. The fifth lashon to the Gula Mitzvah Shleimah.
Good.